We've got a special guest in studio with us for this segment of Rosie on the House, Margie Bonds of Military Assistance Mission. Tell us a little bit about how you started your organization.
I started our organization because I realized the need of our military. My son, Michael Adam Marzana, which is also MAM, and that's what we call Military Assistance Mission, MAM, MAM, he would sometimes need financial assistance. He was a rank E4 before he deployed. I remembered that, and then when we lost him in Iraq, I wanted to make sure that I continued to help his brothers and sisters with any kind of financial need that they might have, so we started MAM.
It serves active military men and women.
Yes.
All branches in Arizona, specifically.
In Arizona. Our financial assistance is for rank E5 and below, which is our lowest paid enlisted service members. And that actually qualifies us for that charitable tax break that you can get. We help all over the state of Arizona with food, with rent, mortgage, utilities, car insurance, car payments. And then we do morale programs, which is great for holidays. So we make sure that the kids and the families all have holiday gifts.
I love how you take all of your different events and put, you know, a military acronym to it. You've got the Ho-Ho event coming up.
Yep. Operation Holiday Open House. Yes. We're doing it down at Papago this year, and our Tucson office is doing one. The kids get a 13-gallon bag, and they fill that bag up with stuff for themselves or for their siblings. And then we have a special section that has mom and dad gifts, so the kids can actually get gifts for their parents. We make sure those are wrapped, and they're able to give their parents something for Christmas. Because I remember when my kids were little, and they would come up, they'd gone to the school little shop, and they came in with this little gift, and they were so excited to give a gift too. So I want to continue that.
Those gifts come from you listening in the audience. Somebody wanted to supply a gift for our active military. How would they do that?
They can drop them off at our office. They can drop it off at the base the week of the event. The event is on the 14th, so the week leading up to it. You know, just give us a call and we'll figure out a way to get the gifts. But yes, we're publicly funded. We are not government funded. And this allows us the ability to say yes when we really feel that there's a need to say yes or say no without restrictions.
I was saying, you don't have the red tape.
No red tape, right.
Things happen a little faster at MAM than
well,
they do on...
We can get an application, and if they have uploaded, a service member applies online, and if they upload like an LES, which is a pay stub, or their ID, or their orders, and a copy of the bill, it's a one-time assistance, and we pay the bill directly, and we can have that paid within 10 minutes, and that's basically unheard of. They qualify, and we make sure that they do, because we've got to answer to a donor. We want to make sure that we're doing what the donor has given us the money for and help that family. But we can get that electricity on or get the rent check cut or the car payment or insurance or whatever within 10 minutes generally.
What does somebody on an E6 rank make?
E6, they probably about 35,000, 36,000. Rank is based on, you know, it's their pay grade, but it's also based on the years of service that they've been in and stuff like that. So there are things that change with that, where they live on base, where they don't live on base. There's a lot of different items that make their pay. So it's really hard to generalize that, but I've actually had to pull their ranks in order to make sure that we qualify for that tax credit so we can help a lot more people. And we also, and I don't want to say that we're the only one because I don't know for sure, and I wouldn't want to say that, but I know that we are one of the organizations that helps our reserve status and service members. And that's the 1 weekend a month, 2 weeks out of the year. And people are like, well, they can have a civilian job. And that's absolutely right. That absolutely, they can have a civilian job. But sometimes something will happen and they still need that car payment or they need food or something like that. And I don't want to turn down a kid. So we do help that service member. We cap them, but we still want to make sure that they're taken care of. And Arizona is full of reserve.
And you guys are full of activity right now. I spent a few minutes on y'all's website. In addition to this Ho-Ho Operation Holiday Open House that's going on.
Ho-Ho.
December 14th at the Allen Readiness Center at Papago.
Uh-huh.
And then the Red Cross in Tucson on Broadway.
Yes.
That's 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on December 14th. In November, you had a big event with Ling and Louie's.
Yes. Ling and Louie's, I don't know if you've eaten there on 94th Street in Shea. Oh my gosh, it is amazing. Amazing food. But yes, they're doing a big collection for us for the holidays. And we also have an education assistance program that actually pays for the same needs, the financial needs as our regular application, but it's called GIG, and you're talking about the how we do the acronyms. Well, this part of the uniform from neck down to belly button, I guess, is called the GIG line. So we call it GIG because it's a GI Gap grant. We found out that when they apply for us to go to school, they go to apply for school, it can take 6 to 8 weeks for them to actually get their GI Bill. That could prevent them from going to school, and we don't want that. So we will help them with their rent for that month or with their car payment or whatever so that they can actually get their education and can, you know, transfer into civilian world.
And I love to see all the local support y'all are getting. When Sanderson Ford brought this to our attention a couple years ago, you know, it was fairly new, but I mean, y'all were all over KSLX with the 10,000 for the troops with Mark and Neanderthal.
Yeah, we're getting ready to do that. Actually, we sent probably 100 boxes last year of cards out overseas to either Iraq, Afghanistan, Korea, wherever the cards were going, where we have an APO address. This year, we're looking at all the locations where they're collecting, and we just had a staff meeting this morning. I was like, 400 boxes. Let's get 400 boxes ready because I think we're going to need them. They're doing a great job. And it's how great is it to have send us out? We actually sent out to hit a chaplain and have the chaplain disperse so they know who needs stuff.
Well, it's Military Assistant Mission, the website. It's not MAM.com. I learned from experience.
No, it's AZMAM.org. So because we are in Arizona, so
AZMAM.org to donate and help active military men and women online, give a cash donation to help or donate a gift for this Operation Ho-Ho coming up. Write a card just to thank the military. There's all kinds of things you can do to, you know, just reach out and help. Margie Bonds, thank you for your time this Saturday morning.
Oh, Remy, thank you so much for letting me come and talk about our troops.